Is Russia preparing to plant a false flag? Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Pentagon just confirming reports of a possible Russian plan to stage a false attack, complete with graphic propaganda videos using actors as mourners to blame Ukraine for deaths as a pretext for a Russian invasion. This as Russia moves more troops into Belarus, Ukraine's northern neighbor, ahead of joint military exercises expected this month.
Clearly, this is an escalatory, not a de-escalatory action. And certainly we look at these developments as we make assessments about how to support and work with our other NATO partners in the region.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki aboard Air Force One for the president's trip to New York City today, where he's holding meetings on rising crime, focusing largely on gun violence. Earlier, the president praising an overnight raid by special operations forces in Syria that left the ISIS leader dead.
This operation is testament to America's reach and capability to take out terrorist threats no matter where they try to hide anywhere in the world. I'm determined to protect the American people from terrorist threats, and I'll take decisive action to protect this country.
The Pentagon says terrorist leader Haji Abdullah blew himself up after the raid began, also killing his wife and two children. U.S. forces were able to safely evacuate 8 other children and 4 adults. A nasty winter storm is making its way across half the country.
We are dealing with one of the most significant icing events that we've had in the state of Texas in at least several decades.
Governor Greg Abbott reassuring residents about the power grid a year after a deadly deep freeze and millions of outages. It's a widespread mess for travelers from this storm, with thousands of flights canceled and hazardous road conditions in multiple states. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A man found badly beaten after an NFL playoff game in L.A. last weekend is in a coma while the investigation continues.
Inglewood police say 40-year-old Daniel Luna was found unconscious in the parking lot of SoFi Stadium Sunday after the Rams played the San Francisco 49ers. An Inglewood lieutenant says he was beaten around his upper body and face and is in a medically induced coma. They're relying on security camera footage to look for suspects. Luna is a restaurant owner in Oakland. A friend of his told the LA Times that Luna went to the game alone and that his wallet and phone were on him when he was taken to the hospital. The attack is reminiscent of an attack a decade ago at Dodger Stadium when San Francisco Giants fan Brian Stowe was badly beaten, suffering brain damage. 2 men were convicted in that attack. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
People with Medicare will be able to get up to 8 free over-the-counter COVID tests each month beginning in early spring. The Biden administration making the announcement as it seeks to fill a frustrating gap in coverage for COVID tests. Laws and regulations governing Medicare had stood in the way. Free tests will be available through participating pharmacies and at other locations. Faulty windshield wiper parts lead to a recall of hundreds of thousands of trucks.
Stellantis is recalling nearly 202,000 Ram heavy-duty pickups and chassis cabs to tighten a loose nut that can stop the windshield wiper wipers from working properly. The recall covering certain 2019 to 2020 Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups and some 35, 45, and 5500 chassis cabs. The defects can reduce visibility in rain and snow, though Stellantis says it knows of no crashes or injuries. In 2020, over 400,000 light-duty Ram pickups and Jeep Compass SUVs were recalled for the same problem.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Dow's down about 250. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.